You're listening to the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike Fornino. I have my very good buddy, Big Daddy, Sean McKee, on the line here.
And howdy.
We're going to talk about our upcoming seminar, a little presentation at DJX in Atlantic City on Monday, August the 7th, I believe. Yes, August the 7th.
Yes.
And it's all about
2 to 3 o'clock.
2 to 3 o'clock, yes. And it's about DJ injuries and illnesses when the unexpected happens. How do you handle it? How do you keep your business running? So, Sean, we're pumped. I can't wait to do this. I hope that it helps a lot of people because they don't like to think about the what if, but you have to plan for it.
Listen, here's the deal. Life is short enough as it is. And the one thing you got to remember is the best part of waking up is waking up.
Yeah.
And when you get to the over 45 to even 50 years old, you know, you're
the mature club.
Yeah. It's listen, there's a lot of young, wonderful people out there that are doing this. Yeah. But there's also some of the older ladies and gents like us that are still doing it. Guys, I'm 68 years old.
Yeah.
I am booked right now into 2025. And just real quick, I'll be telling my story. Mike will be telling his story. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be bringing in a dear, dear, dear friend, Todd, who's one of the greatest people of all time, who had the Widowmaker. And it was Todd Powers had the Widowmaker, and he's back and better than ever. And a few other things that went through. And if there's anybody else who wants to share their quick little story, you know, their story real quick. But we're also going to discuss what happens when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike will be talking about the
my arm surgery that I just had.
Yeah, the rotator cuff surgery and everything else that he just did.
Mm-hmm.
And what you got to do. And for me, two cancer things and this past year, a real bad urinary tract infection and a few other things too. I'm an idiot. I just made sure I had plenty of roadies and everything else. I never missed an event.
Yeah.
But you got to think about that kind of stuff because the way things are going now, people, it's just scary, and you just got to take care of yourself and prepare yourself for whatever comes your way.
That's right.
You know, go ahead, Mike.
Well, you never know. And that's the thing is I hope that there are a bunch of 20 somethings in the room because this is what's really geared to. It's geared to the young guys who are in their prime, the young guys and girls in their prime where they're not really thinking about, you know, what can happen here, what can happen there. We're not just going to talk about the illnesses and the injuries.
No.
We're going to talk about preventative.
The one thing you all got to remember is don't broadcast it on social media.
Yeah.
Because your quote unquote competition will take advantage of that. Well, did you, and I had a couple of people that tried to do that.
It's a shame.
And past.
Oh, people will exploit whatever they can get to exploit and to use up against you.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, they look at you as the competition, which is another stupid part of it. But that's another story, of course. You know,
yeah.
So we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about footwear. We're going to talk about all kind of, different pads that you can stand on, things like that. Because it's.
And DJ chairs. There's some DJ chairs. I don't care what anybody says. I sit.
Yeah.
Not all night, but I sit just in case the back gets a little crazy, whatever. And nobody knows because the DJ chair is high enough and you've got a facade and something over you. Like if I was doing a Joe Bunn thing, it'd be a pad and the chair would be off to the side. But I've got a facade.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know if I'm sitting or standing, whatever. You just got to take care of yourself and be prepared for whatever happens. And these young kids, there's young kids out there. There's younger folks out there that are going through a whole bunch of stuff too.
And another thing too, Sean, that I think we're going to hit on is not just the preventive medicine to protect your body, but we're also going to hit on the networks and the friendships and the alliances of having people that can help you and back you up. And then there's also going to be something we're going to hit on, which is the financial, putting money aside for the rainy day that nobody ever thinks about because it's sunny out. We don't have to worry about the rainy day. You have to plan for it. And that's going to be covered in this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's key. That's crucial. And my company, I've had a 401k and I've got a good, nice chunk of change just in case something happens.
And you have to be prepared. So it's going to be
old as I am, because I am the oldest man, the oldest living man, because that's what my grandkids tell me, my kids tell me, and everybody else tells me. I am the oldest living male. Social Security, whatever, Medicare, everything else. It's a big key now, because insurance, the way it is now, and it's been that way for a bunch of years. I thank God that I didn't get cancer now.
Right.
I mean, 10 years ago, before, you know, it was 10 years, but it wasn't Obama then.
Right.
You know, the Obamacare, whatever care it is, Biden care, whatever care we got now. Thank God for Medicare.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's people that are not covered with insurance and they can't even take care of themselves or their families when something bad happens.
Nope.
Yeah.
Scary.
But so it's not a glamorous topic. But this is probably one of the most important topics that we could possibly bring to the younger guys and gals that will be attending DJX.
Listen, in the last 3 years, this is a topic that should be talked about all the time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Your health.
Yeah. So we will be talking about that August 7th. DJX is next week. We're recording this the week before. So,
2 to 3 in something but ballroom 4.
Something but ballroom.
It's Pavilion Ballroom 4 or something. It's not the main room. It's one of the side rooms, which is great because it's not that big. So we got a little more intimate kind of stuff.
Yes. And rumor has it we're going to have a nurse handy just in case. Just in case.
Well, listen, we're also going to be advertising the brand new walkers and wheelchairs if we need them too.
Yes, they'll be on the show floor. So DJX Atlantic City is going to be next week. It's going to be happening. Come up and see us. And especially you want to meet if you haven't. You got to come up and meet Sean Big Daddy. It's a life-changing experience. I love the man. Thank you so much, Sean.
Mike, a pleasure. We'll see you guys next week.
We'll see you. Peace out.
Peace.
The DJ Idea Sharing Podcast is brought to you by NLFX Professional and Promo Only.